Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast
with Zach and Jess.
I'm Zach Reno.
And I'm Jess McKenna. And that's Scott Passarella on the keys.
We'll never give a microphone. Scott, shout hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I think you can hear that.
He sounds. I hope he sounds far away.
It's true. Yeah, let me paint you a picture. We're all sitting around a table, and then Scott is a good half football field away.
He played that 2 minutes ago, but it took that long to get to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he's really having to throw out, just like, really precog this show. That's not what we're here to talk about, Scott. Scott, shut up.
Zach, we need him.
I love you, Scott.
Otherwise, we're just shouting into a void. The piano really rounds it out, you know?
It's difficult to do an improvised musical podcast sans piano.
It would just be bad. Let's talk about things that aren't bad. Things that are definitely good, like our guest joining us today, Mike Still.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, what a pleasure. What an absolute pleasure to be here.
You guys know Mike as one of the hosts of Hard Nation right here on Earwolf and many other hilarious things that pop up all over the world.
One of the writers and creators of the ABC Digital series,
Broken. Yes, we share this in common, is that we were one of the ABC Digital series when that was still around.
Got out the gate before that gate shut.
Closed
it down.
Locked behind forever.
There was a lot of big hopes for it being around and being an incubator for young talent, and it did incubate some talent.
I felt warmer by the time I left. I felt slightly closer to hatching.
I felt like a hatch baby bird.
Yeah. I felt like in, you know, Jurassic Park when he's like, "Hello, there you are," when the little velociraptor, and he just holds him in his hands, and he's like, "I have to be here for all the birds."
Yeah, I like to be here for all, which I remember as a kid hearing that and being like, really,
nerd.
John Hammond, you're there for all the birds?
You need them all to imprint on you? Yeah. You need to be the mama for all these dinos?
I'm the king mother of all the dinosaurs.
But you know, he doesn't want those little dinos walking around asking cranes, "Are you my mother?"
No, absolutely not.
So he was being actually really nice.
That's true. And speaking of mothers, Mike, still, we have a question from the internet for you that just kind of like to prompt our conversation, which is what we do.
Which is then going to inspire a whole musical. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I can't believe it.
And the question is from Chris Cobb.
Hi, Chris.
Where do babies come from?
Chris Cobb. So,
And, you know, I feel like, Mike, you can answer this question in a couple of ways.
Sure.
Literally, figuratively.
Metaphorically.
Yeah,
metaphorically.
Like emotionally. And also, you could also tell us, like, did you have a thought as a child before someone told you? Or did you have, like, an interesting occurrence that led to you learning this information?
Sure. You know what? Well, Chris, when I was younger, my mom was, and she still is, she's a nurse. So she was always very upfront. She wanted to talk about sex. And so I don't think that there was like really a time where I believed that like they came from a stork or that people rubbed their butts together and had like a baby or any of that sort of stuff that you like believe when you're a kid and you don't quite.
That was what I was told.
You believe that people rub their butts together.
To this day.
Well.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. What I think is fascinating, and to tie this into Jurassic Park, is that not all babies come from sexual reproduction on this earth.
What? Human babies or just all babies?
Well, I guess I'm thinking if we go beyond just human babies, there's things that bud. There's things that asexually reproduce.
That's right.
Flower babies.
Flower babies, yeah.
Yeah.
There's things where there's pollen floating around in the air and it pollinates a flower. Like I think it's amazing the type of reproduction that is out there that's not just, you know, sexual reproduction, which is what we do and it's great and there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
I love it. We travel now. We zoom out of the Airwolf studio. And we're up in the sky, like, imagine you're on Soaring Over California, but please keep your hands on the wheel, as I assume you are listening to this while driving. And we zoom down, and we're in the Redwood Forest of California. And we find a small group on a nature hike being led by a ranger who takes their job very seriously. And we float down through the branches of the redwoods in the Sequoia National Forest, and there's pollen in the air. And eager faces ready to learn.
All right, everyone, the forest is full of mystery, but it's also full of love, but it's also full of wonder, but it's also full of danger, but it's also full of questions, but it also is full of answers.
Ranger Terry,
mm-hmm.
Is now a good time to ask a question?
Absolutely. Remember, every time is a time that could be a question.
Wow, Ranger Terry, thanks for making me feel bold. Listen.
What's up, Billy?
What's all this dust falling all over me?
That's...
Achoo! It makes me sneeze.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's pollen, Billy.
Oh.
Pollen is one of the tiny, infinitesimal parts of flowers that helps them make more flowers. It's the beginning of flower babies.
Ranger Terry, is it a good time to ask you a question? Still?
Sure is, adult supervisor Phil.
Now, I've always been told, and I've always believed that you shouldn't have a baby unless you're in wedlock. Do plants marry each other?
Well, that's a good question, Phil. And
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, sure, Billy.
This person is your boss?
What's that?
This person is your boss?
Yes, he is a supervisor for the parks department. More of a bureaucrat, not really a parks guy.
Okay, I see. Because I was going to say, wow, he has woeful plant knowledge.
Well, do you want to answer this question, Billy? Do you know the answer?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I can answer it with my heart.
Sure.
Everything has a start. Everything starts as a seed. Everything has a start. Everything has a need. Everything has a start.
Everything starts with a seed. Everything has a start. Everything has a need.
That's right. So flowers don't have babies, but they do have spores that fly off of the flower and into the forest, and that's how you get flowers more. And these trees drop these leaves, and the leaves come down to the ground, but they sometimes drop nuts as well, and that's why there are so many trees around.
Everything has a start.
Trees.
Everything starts as a seed.
Some things are actual seeds, and some things are metaphorical seeds.
So a metaphorical seed, what would that be?
Sure. Well, a plan for a building would be a building seed, but it would be a blueprint or an idea in your head. And even an assassin who wants to make someone dead would have to start somewhere. And where would he start? It might not be fair. He's assassinating someone at a county fair. Like that book. What's that book about that guy that assassinated all those people?
Charlotte's Web?
No, I don't think it's pretty. I think you're talking about Devil in the White City.
That's right, but even assassinations have a start in a seed.
And he would capture people and drop them into basements.
Into a crazy murder house, that's right. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about plants.
And everything has a start. Everything has with a seed. Everything has a start, and everything has a need.
something, Terry?
Oh, I'm just putting away my knapsack, hang it up over here. There's still a raccoon in it. Bye, friends.
Terry, listen, I wanted to compliment you on the nature hike you did today. I thought it was really great.
Oh, hey, thanks, Cynthia. What's going on?
Well, it's just that I didn't start working for the park system so I could spend all day sitting behind a desk.
You have that trail itch.
I got that trail itch.
Yeah, it's tough being behind a desk, Cynthia, but I gotta tell you, I was behind a desk for a while, and it, once you get out there on the trail, really makes you appreciate it more. Like, take Dave here.
Yeah.
Dave's been behind a desk for how long now, Dave?
Oh, I've been sitting behind this desk for about 17 years.
That's right. Yeah. Went out to the trail, came back.
Came back?
Yeah, went to the trail for a while and then decided it wasn't for you?
No, it wasn't quite for me. I like the stability of a desk. You got that trail itch, you gotta go out and scratch it, and you might just find that you don't want to be on the trail no more.
Terry, can you come over here, away from where Dave can
hear?
Sure.
Bye, Dave.
All right, bye. Hi.
I can't be like Dave. Dave had a cobweb growing on his face for a week and didn't notice.
Dave had a cobweb living on his face for a week and didn't notice.
Listen, I like your bright-eyed optimism and your belief that nature is everywhere and everything, but I can't be behind a desk. I'm itching to get out there.
Oh, I feel you, Cynthia, but think of it this way. When you're behind a desk, are you really behind a desk?
Yes, I'm really behind a desk.
Or,
Terry,
are you on some sort of office trail? Let's go on an office trail hike, Cynthia.
Okay.
We'll start at the water cooler, a wonderful part of office nature. We'll go to the fax machine. What a marvelous naturist thing. We'll go to your locker where you've got your uniform. And when you open the locker door, isn't that just the same as a bird who sings? Everything is nature. Everything in the world. Everything is nature. Every boy and every girl and all office supplies.
All right. I guess I can try.
Yeah, you try.
I guess this cubicle looks a lot like a cave.
Sure does.
It keeps me inside all day. It makes me want to rage. I guess this yogurt, it has a culture.
Uh-huh.
And that is similar to how we can observe a flying vulture.
Everything is nature. Everything in the world.
Everything is nature.
Every boy and every single girl. And when you look around you in this office and you don't know how to behave, just know everything is nature. Also, Dave.
Dave's right here now. If you're in an office, you got something to do, but you don't need your hiking boots, you don't need a shoe. Cause when you're in an office, you can lie there without your pants on.
Wait, what?
You don't have to worry about getting poison ivy on your snow.
Okay,
everything is nature.
Dave, will you please put on some pants?
I'm making everything is nature.
Okay, now he's up on his desk doing a graphic dance.
This is a point about nature. This is all nature. I'm a tree just like the ones out there.
I guess everything is nature.
Do I have to look at Dave's nature?
In fact, you probably shouldn't. That would be an HR issue.
But we're 100 miles from the HR department.
I guess, well, Dave, sure, everything is nature. Yeah!
Hey. You, what?
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 Hey. Oh, you go first.
What? I, the Grand Redwood, was about to speak, but no, Speak, squirrel, since I cannot stop you even if I try.
I was going to say, mind if I put some nuts in here?
Ugh.
I'm going to put some nuts in here.
You'll forget where you put these nuts, just like you do every time.
That was one time per year. So, yes, I guess this time I'm going to remember.
Hey, it's me, John the Raccoon.
yeah, we're just John the Raccoon, Sam the Squirrel, and Reginald the Redwood.
Yes.
As we are known, the Three Amigos.
The Three Amigos. Hey, guys, so I just crawled out of the backpack of one of the Rangers.
Terry?
Yeah.
I like him.
I can't remember. I don't know how to say a human name like that.
Try it. Terry.
It's hard to say.
Why Close. Can't you say it? Terry.
Terry. It's a different language. I don't. My raccoon tongue can't do it.
Why can we say it and you can't?
Yeah, the tree can say it.
Terry.
Terry.
Well, I am old and wise and beyond time.
Oh, for sure.
Look, I think that it's our time now. We need to take out this ranger station. We need to return this forest to pureness.
Hmm, you think it is time? Hmm, I have long waited for the right woodland creatures to become my friends so that I, the mighty Redwood, might rid my forest once and for all. But I liked that, Terry. Darn. I'm at an impasse. What do you think, Squirrel?
Well, it's really a shame, because, like, Terry, on the one hand, you know if I put a nut here? I'm going to put a nut here.
No!
That's
Terry, not even a crevice! That is just bark.
Fell down to the
bottom. Yes, it just fell on me, and now that will be another tree, and that tree will be too close to me, and I'll have to be friends with it, even though I might not want to.
You are prickly. You need to make some friends. I was saying, like, on the one hand, Terry is, like, a human, and I like him, but there's also humans that I don't like, right? So, like, Terry is, like, one side of the coin, but the other side of the coin is, I don't like it so much. I'm gonna put a nut here. Is that okay?
No, that is not... You've just thrown a nut up.
I'm gonna put a nut here. Oh, wait, that's your mouth.
That's my mouth.
Stop feeding your nuts to the raccoon.
I don't like this. I eat garbage. Look, the point is that it's our time right now. We need to take back the forest. You know, we have these humans out here in a ranger station, but who knows if they're going to create some sort of village out here. And then a town.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yes, you've convinced me. I'll probably have a moment where if it comes down to specifically harming Terry, I'm going to be like, dang, I don't know. But other than that, yes, let's squash them all.
Yes.
The forest has spoken.
Yes, we speak for the forest. I speak for the forest from back in olden times. I speak for the forest, all of the trees and all the vines. I've seen many creatures come and go, but now it's time for us to take it back, make it all our own.
Kill a bunch of humans. Kill a bunch of humans. Kill a bunch of humans till they're all dead.
That's what he said.
Kill a bunch of humans. Kill a bunch of humans. Kill a bunch of humans.
Yes, we will.
Kill a bunch of humans till they're all dead. Now, people might be wondering, this idea has gone real south. You're just a squirrel. How would you kill a person? I put a bunch of nuts in their mouth. I'm gonna put a nut here and here and here and also here and also here, here, here and here and also in this. That's your mouth again. Sorry about that. We'll kill people. Legally smart. We're gonna kill a bunch of humans.
Kill a bunch of humans. Kill a bunch of humans. Why are the woods killing us all? Well, I guess you should have thought about that before you made all my brothers fall.
Oh, no. I never thought about it. That cabin was probably made from the redwood trees around here.
Yes, of course. I knew them. I loved them. I spent hundreds of years learning their innermost secrets.
But would it make you feel better if we just...
killed a bunch of humans.
We killed a bunch of humans, now they're all dead.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for finally taking me out here, Terry.
My pleasure, Cynthia.
I know that you taught me to just, like, be happy with nature around me at all times, but, oh, God, it's nice to be in actual nature.
Hmm. Nature feels a little weird today, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'm not ever out in it.
Yeah.
Ow, that wind.
Yeah, it was like an aggressive wind.
Yeah, it's like it's poking me.
Yeah.
I don't even think that could happen.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch, though. Ow.
Oh.
Ow. Well, gosh, I don't want to go back inside because I finally got what I wanted, but ow.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, do you feel like this grass is, like, poking up through our boots?
Mm-hmm. Normally it doesn't get through my boots. Normally my boots keep it out, but today it's poking up through the boots.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
Nature, what's going on? You know what? Oh, what's that friendly raccoon?
And he's just making kissy faces at us. What are you implying? That we're in love? Shut up, raccoon.
Well, Cynthia, what?
What? Nothing.
Oh, you're in love with that raccoon?
No.
No, that's...
No, I'm not in love with that raccoon. No, I'm just in love with being outside.
Yeah.
That's
all.
I mean,
oh, okay.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not interested in anything.
So. Ow, this grass.
Yeah.
There you see her. Sitting on a bush.
There's a crab out here. Oh, I wonder what it's thinking.
Isn't it the time to get very romantic? It's the middle of the night in the woods. There's no better place to kiss and hug this girl. Kiss and hug her nicely. Kiss and hug this girl till she becomes your wifey.
I cannot say a thing. I cannot. Oh no, what will the future bring?
I'm in love with a girl, but I fell too soon. I think she's in love with a raccoon.
I'm in too deep in the forest. This will be my last song ever.
I cannot say a thing. I cannot. What will the future bring? Oh! Ah! Oh! Ah! Terry!
Wait, where's that raccoon taking you?
This raccoon is taking me away!
I guess it's time to ranger up!
Get me to some salt water, quick!
Okay, crab, get on my back. I'm gonna get I'm gonna get Cynthia back, and then I'm gonna get you to some salt water.
Okay. But will he get Cynthia back?
What will happen in the woods? And will that crab ever see the light of the ocean?
Will that redwood tree feel sweet, sweet revenge? Find out in a short moment on
Off Book!
Jessica, what are you eating?
Ah, just bland toast.
Hey.
And bland rice and bland pasta.
Hey.
What?
Stop that.
Okay.
You gotta add some spice to your life. Do you want noticeably richer flavors in your recipes?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta opt for premium spices from Spice Island.
Wow, yeah. That sounds great. How do they do it?
Man, well, they sun-dry many of their spices, and they're de-stemming their chili peppers by hand.
What an amazing attention to detail.
Yeah, that's like a craft approach.
We're talking
craft spices.
Ooh, I don't know. Does it result in the most intense flavor possible?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And authentic flavor.
Oh, gosh. Do they take extra steps to ensure richer flavors, like waiting for the dill weed to bloom before harvesting or milling their garlic to a true powder so it doesn't add grittiness to your dishes?
You know they did. Those are so specific things to say, and they're both correct.
Better yet, do they maintain a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor?
No, they don't. On opposite day, because obviously they do.
Wait, so whether I'm looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, can I fill my pantry with Spice Islands and taste the difference in every bottle?
You better. Get away from that bland toast. Toast and Rice Day.
Ah, insert plate crashing sound effect here.
Guys, you got to visit spiceislands.com/offbook for more spice facts and delicious recipes, including one for the spice maple carrots and a quick, simple side to complement any meal. And please find those spice facts and then tweet them at us, because we got to get more spice facts in our lives.
Hashtag spice facts. That's spiceislands.com/offbook and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers.
Give me those facts. I want to know the secrets behind lemon pepper.
Man, sometimes when life gives you lemon pepper, you got to make lemon pepperade. Welcome back to Act Two. We are in the woods of California. Our Terry the Ranger has just run off trying to save Cynthia from the woods' evil plan to kill all the humans with a crab on his back. We go to him now.
I can't run anymore. You take a quick break and hydrate and get my... Oh, my God, this crab. Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not okay.
How did you get here? Hold on. You know what? Here. You know what? I can make... I'll take off my ranger hat, and I'll fill it up with water.
I need salt water.
Salt?
Salt water.
Okay, make me cry. Say something sad.
I left behind my family to come and try to save you.
That's about you. Say something sad about me that will affect me personally.
If you don't fall in love with Cynthia, this whole woods will be burnt down.
Oh my God, Cynthia doesn't love me. She loves a raccoon.
Oh
my
God. Oh, thank you. Oh, no. Thank you.
Salt water on command.
As you know, can you hear me, by the way?
Can I hear you?
Yes, you can hear me.
I mean, I'm very in touch with nature. I can talk to all sorts of animals and...
As you know... The ocean and the forest hate each other so much.
I know it well.
There's an eternal rivalry between the wet
and the dry.
And the dry.
Yes.
It's just as good and... You humans think of things as good and bad. Animals think of things as dry and wet.
Dry and wet. Dry and wet.
What are you saying?
Dry and wet.
Dry and wet.
Dry and wet.
No, dry and wet.
Okay, but...
An older feud in time you would never get.
3 billion years ago.
Okay.
All the animals were wet.
All of them were wet.
No one lived on the land. No one lived there yet.
It's a crab and wind duet.
You have to understand that when things crawled on land, problems began.
No, I see what you're saying. I don't understand the solution. It sounds like you are just sort of recapping evolution. And I said how that might be important, but I'm not really sure of your notion. How my problem that I am having right now relates to the war between the forest and the ocean.
Dry
and wet.
Dry and wet.
Dry and wet.
Dry and wet. You haven't heard the whole tale yet.
Okay, yes, that's true.
Everyone knows that every single crab is psychic, can see the future.
Right.
Things that haven't happened yet. We know what will happen.
What will happen?
I had a psychic vision of the land on fire. And I thought there's only one thing that can stop this new war.
The ocean is wet, and fire will be put out by a thing that is wet. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you must fall in love with Cynthia, or get to fall in love with you.
Dry and wet.
This will stop a war.
Dry and wet.
That will rip the earth in two.
Dry will be there too.
Wind, you'll be there too.
I will be there too.
guess the wind is saying that.
Yes, the wind is neutral.
I will be there too.
Okay. Put a nut in her mouth.
No, don't put a nut in her mouth.
She has to stay safe. Terry has affection for this human.
Oh, did you?
I said it.
You did say it.
I said it
good
correctly.
Oh, Reginald, we got the human.
Wait, what human is this?
Cynthia.
Huh? Cynthia, huh?
And she is the love of Terry, as we said.
Yes, well, she doesn't love him, but he loves her.
Who does she love?
I don't know.
There's only one way to know. Let's see who she cries when she cries about. Any moment now.
I can't believe I'm here all alone. Why would these woodland creatures take me away from Terry?
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, it seems like she's in love with Terry, but also she keeps throwing glances at that raccoon.
Don't you think she's just worried about the raccoon?
I mean,
who
it is holding her.
And
yeah,
Yeah, and I do. Fair. Yeah, I'm holding this piece of aluminum foil, it's shiny.
Please let go of me. Get off me. Here, I got your foil. Yoink!
Hey. She has my foil.
What is happening? I'm just gonna start running away. Ow! A branch.
Reginald's getting super aggro with the moving of branches.
I have to.
You've trapped her in a tree prison.
That's right.
Ah, gosh, I'm locked in this tree prison. Who will save me? Ow, wind. Ow.
We cut miles and miles away to the beach. You're sure this is the place we had to go?
Yes, we had to go to the beach.
Okay, well, it's a long way away from the Redwood Sequoia Forest.
I know, but this will, if you get me back into the water.
Okay.
And you need to get into the water.
Okay.
You see, the way that this war will not happen and all of Earth will not be torn asunder is for humans to come back to their original state.
What?
Humans shouldn't live on the land. No, no. Every human needs a wetter place to go. Oh, it's time to
leave. And the wind lifts the crab up in the air and flings him into oblivion. He was trying to kill you.
Was he really?
Yes, that is a murderous crab.
Oh, you wanted me to go live in the ocean. Yes, I can't breathe in the
exactly.
ocean.
Exactly. He's convinced. He has seen too many children wearing Little Mermaid bathing suits over the years, and he's convinced that he needs a mermaid friend, so he lures seagulls to carry him onto land, drop him among civilization, and then convince you to come back to the ocean drowning
that
yourself.
That all makes so much sense. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Of course that's what's going on.
But truly, you must get back to the woods to save
so
yourself.
So there's no war between the forest and the ocean?
No, of course that's true. But I'm just saying this particular crab, you know, he's irrelevant.
He's just a dick. Yeah. Okay, well, it's going to take, I'm pretty sure, days of running to get back.
No, I'll lift you.
Ooh.
And he traveled in a tornado, but a safe one.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is okay.
All the way back to the forest, and she dropped him as a tornado, breaking the prison of the branches and setting Cynthia free.
Oh, Cynthia!
Terry, you came!
Were you in a prison made of redwood?
Yes, I was. It's so crazy, it's almost like the woods have turned on us. When this raccoon kidnapped me and brought me back here, all the branches wouldn't let me run away.
That's crazy. A crab just kind of sort of soft kidnapped me all the way to the ocean to try to get me to drown myself.
Well, you're a pretty gullible sweetheart. Honestly, it's why I... No, I can't say it.
No, say it.
It's why...
I know. It's why you love that raccoon.
What? No! Why would I love that raccoon? It kidnapped me and it eats trash.
It did what?
It kidnapped me.
Oh, why I'll...
No, you
what
can't.
Am I saying? I can't do anything to this raccoon.
Of course not, because he's nature.
I love nature too much.
If only they knew how much we love them. Should we just go around giving them kisses?
Well,
nuts.
I mean,
why is this girl kissing me?
Yeah, let's plant so many kisses.
She's kissing my little human-like hands.
I'm gonna grab this squirrel and kiss him right in its mouth. Whoa.
Terry, are
I
you
put a nut in it? He came out and put his mouth on me, and I put a nut in it.
This girl is kissing my bark, and it makes me feel. Well, it almost undoes the pain of years of deforestation.
Well, this tree is dropping leaves. They're spelling something out.
I forgive you?
Oh.
Yes, we're sorry, tree. Just know that not every human wants to cut every tree down, and we try to replant every time we cut down. I know that it must be hard to judge all humans by the acts of bad humans, but I could judge all trees by you. Can all trees spell?
N-O. No, it's saying no, not all trees can spell.
Exactly. We're not all the same, but we are the same.
It seemed like it was taking a long time, but when you think about like how many leaves you have to drop and what pattern, it was actually incredibly fast.
Spare your tree leaf, please.
Guys, you wouldn't believe what's happening. All the flowers around the ranger station are blooming. They're blooming. It's beautiful. I haven't been outside in 17 years.
Oh, Dave!
We didn't recognize me.
No, you sound a little different.
I don't remember
and
how I sounded.
You're covered in cobwebs.
Yeah, well, I've been in that ranger station for 17 years.
The flowers are blooming.
This everything's blue. What's happening?
It seems like nature is a little less angry than it was a couple minutes ago.
Huh.
But guys, I have... Well, it's good that the land has really come back to a peaceful state, but I have terrible news.
What's that?
The ocean is at war with the Earth and will certainly, in the long run, try to swallow us all. I think that's what global warming is.
Huh.
A slow war of the ocean to take back what's it.
Well, you know what that means?
What?
We're all gonna die soon. We're all gonna die. So why not take what time we have and try to enjoy it? Why should we cry? We're all gonna die soon. That we can't avoid. But why not hold each other's hands a little tighter while we stare into the void?
Everything is nature, and nature dies. Everything is nature, and nature dies.
You see a split screen that the bottom of the ocean. These humans will get theirs one day. I didn't win this afternoon, but tomorrow I'll try again. I'll make every human walk into the ocean one at a time. And without the humans to stop the crab, the world is mine.
A shark eats that crab. It's Shark Week, motherfuckers.
Everything is Shark Week. And shark to make you die. Every week is shark week. And sharks make you die.
We zoom out of the ocean.
Whoosh,
and back into the clouds.
Oh, everything is nature. Even the wind. You can't stop the war that's about to begin. So close your eyes. Try to give you a friendly breeze.
Oh, Cynthia, I hope I'm not saying this too soon, but I hope that you will marry me and break up with that raccoon. Because we don't have much time to enjoy our lives, because eventually global warming's gonna kill us all and everything dies.
Everything is nature.
Everything is nature.
And nature dies.
And nature dies.
Oh my God, my heart. Dave's big fat heart is dying right now.
Oh my God, Dave.
Hey. You got the right. I'm dying as we speak. Dave will no longer be alive.
I'll take you, Dave.
A redwood.
Into my branches.
Oh,
Dave's becoming a tree.
Ow. Oh, all the tree parts are going through.
Inside his mouth.
Oh,
the perfect place to fall in love. And of course I'm in love with you, Terry. I was never in love with this little bandit.
Oh, thank God. I was so afraid that he had stolen your heart and a bunch of trash.
No, just the trash. You've always had my heart.
Bandit, the raccoon says to himself. She's right. I need to stop stealing. I need to find a moral center. I need to learn more about Jesus Christ.
That's right. I think so, too, the squirrel said. Because when it comes down to it, what is Jesus but a cycle of life and then death? But in his death, doesn't he offer everlasting life?
And he walked on water just as he walked on land. So wasn't he the bridge between
I think Jesus
wet and
is
dry?
The one to save us from the great wet.
Huh. You know what? Everything is Jesus. Everything is Jesus Christ. And if we all love Jesus, everything will turn out nice. And we don't have to worry about global warming. Don't give it a thought once or twice, because Jesus offers us the afterlife.
We wish the wind carries us up to Jesus in the clouds. Oh no, they've completely misinterpreted this. Darn it. Darn it. God,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, dude.
I gotta go back down.
Oh, man, but, like, you've already gone back a couple times. You went back for Mormonism, and that was only 150 years ago.
Take me with you, Holy Ghost. I have an idea on how to save humanity's life.
What is it?
Put a nut in their mouth.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
You dumb mother. Well, all right, I'll let you guys go back, but you gotta go someplace interesting this time.
We're going to the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, so then she just totally ate this crab. It was sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Us sharks got it
hey,
made.
Listen, sharks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who's this guy?
Excuse me, sir.
My name is Jesus, and I'd like to talk to you about, you know, joining me in my quest to give you love and everlasting life.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm listening. Gotta keep moving.
Can't stop moving.
Can't blink.
Gotta come with us. Oh. Come on, hurry
up.
Well,
here's what I have to say. Things can be wet.
Huh?
Yep, we know that.
Things can be dry.
I'm not as familiar with that, but I believe you.
If you look in your heart, there's no need to ask why. Deep down, not beginning of it, right down at the start. Everyone has the answer to all questions inside their heart, and it's everything is something, and that something is also a thing. Everything is something, no need to know any more than that. Something is something and everything, and if we work real hard, we'll give it meaning. Everything is something.
Oh, I got it.
Everything.
I see what you're saying. Why didn't I think of this before? Everything is something, so Jesus will start a religious war.
No.
That is what you're saying.
I think
we figured it out.
I said the opposite of that.
It's time to start a religious war. Definitely no doubt.
And we zoom from there into the studios of Discovery Channel. Bust, got terrible news.
What's that?
All of the sharks are dead. We have to cancel Shark Week.
Oh, my God.
Why are they dead?
I don't know. There was some cosmic event under the sea where just like an explosion of light and love killed all the sharks.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, I know Shark Week is a real boon for us.
Well, you know, we don't have to worry too much about that because we're, you know, Discovery Channel, so.
Why don't we do a Crab Week?
We can do a Crab Week.
I've been saying this for a long time.
Programming about anything because everything is nature.
Oh, yeah.
And nature is discovery. Everything's nature. Every single thing that you see. So you can walk out to Crab Week with that camera and get a bunch of footage. Hey, sure. Because
Channel Report.
teleporters walking into the ocean, and they're consumed by crabs.
Everything is nature.
Everything is nature. It lived and died just like everyone will live and die by the fury of crabs. Thank you, Mike Still.
One day, humans will get religion right or not. We're not sure.
Oh, gosh. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Cuckoo.
And I'm Howard. We're the hosts of Who
Charted.
And we want to invite you to come and listen to our program.
Oh, it's super fun. It's where we use the top charts in music, movies, and more to get to know our guests.
We have a lot of fun. We have genuine moments. If you like the podcast you're listening to right now.
And you like authenticity, right? If you like joking around a lot. And if you love...
you know, podcasts that bring it and sting it. Then come on over to Who Charted.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Back. We're going to do a little segment called
No New Ideas.
So the way this works is, you know, we're in a great phase of Broadway right now with a lot of new original musicals. We had that lovely dirge where everything was based on something. So what's something that you would like to see become a musical that isn't a musical yet, Mike? Movie or a gosh.
Why don't they do Contact the musical with Jodie Foster?
Why don't they?
That would be great.
Well, this is a song from Contact the Broadway musical.
Great. Just a quick recap for those of you that don't know, because I definitely do. Contact is about...
Jodie Foster going into space trying to make contact with aliens.
Yeah. Humans get a transmission from outer space. They realize that they're being told to build this huge machine. They build it.
I know too much already.
And it shoots them through the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Matthew McConaughey's in it.
Huh. What is this new transmission? Is it sending us on a space mission? Do I one day have to pay admission? Oh, when we make contact, what will our mission be?
I'm Matthew McConaughey. I believe in faith. But I'm in love with Jodie Foster's character's face. So I'll trust her to do science stuff and say, maybe I need to open my eyes and fly to the skies.
I'm an alien and I'm sending my signal out. And I'm one of those classic aliens with a mouth inside my mouth. And when I open my mouth, the smaller mouth comes out. And I will plant an egg in your stomach, a face hugger, no doubt.
What is our mission? Contact, the musical.
Alien versus Contact. Perfect.
Perfect.
Flawless. Mike Still, thank you so much for coming on Off Book.
Yeah. Mike, where can the people know about you and love you?
Oh, my God. Right here on Earwolf, listen to Hard Nation.
Oh, you got to do that.
You got to listen to that.
One more time. Thank you so much. Scott Passarella on the keys, making up everything with us in case we didn't play a sting. I can tell you want to. Yeah,
we want to thank everyone here at Earwolf. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard or loved what you heard, those are the options. Like, rate, subscribe us on Apple Podcasts, Off Book, the Improvised Musical. Please spread the dang word, guys.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow Jess and I on Twitter. Do it all. Find it. Make it real.
Make it real.
Make it part of your life.
Make it. Everything is podcast.
trying to follow you. Wasn't sure what that was. But you are correct. Everything is podcast.
Bye. Bye.
From the right, I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Peter.
And I want you to come and listen to Harr Nation.
We'll be talking to all the most interesting personalities from the news and pop culture.
Including Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, team. How are we going to make exotic pets legal in California?
Sean Spicer.
Once Trump put me in a headlock, give me a noogie, he'd be like, this is what the liberals want to do, and I'd laugh.
And former presidential candidate Jill Stein.
Oh, brother. Things are getting rough out there.
Now, the wonderful thing about Harr Nation is you don't need to know anything about politics to listen to this show.
And frequently, neither do our guests. Subscribe to Harr Nation wherever you get your podcast. The podcatcher of your choice is language I've heard.
Make America hard again.
Oh, don't do that.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.